Please rise for our opening hymn, number 824, This Is My Father's World. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and the Kyrie. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise today, it says 596 in the bulletin, but that's not the tune we know. It's actually 597, same song, different tune. The Lord be with you. Please join with me together in the prayer of the day. Sovereign God, you have created us to live in loving community with one another. Form us for life that is faithful and steadfast, and teach us to trust like little children, that we may reflect the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Morning. The first reading this morning is from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 24. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle and to the birds of the air and to every animal of the field. But for the man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is Psalm 8, and we will read responsively. O Lord, our sovereign, out of the mouths of babes and infants, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, what are humans that you are mindful of them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. All sheep and oxen, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. O Lord, our sovereign. The second reading is from the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 2, verses 5 through 12. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Chapter 2. Now God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels, but someone has testified somewhere, "What are humans that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, and bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. The word of the Lord.
Please rise. The Gospel for today, the 20th Sunday of Pentecost, is from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Some, testing him, asked, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? He answered them, What did Moses command you? They said, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her. But Jesus said to them, Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Then, in the house, the disciples ask him again about this matter. He said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. People were bringing children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. You know, I don't know why I picked this Sunday. I should have gave it to Vic, although she volunteered for next week. So, and as I was looking at the passages, all of them kind of intertwined, and thinking, I'm like, I've never heard a pastor speak on divorce. They always have finagled their way around and found a different passage to speak on. So I went through, you know, there's this machine you can get on, as Pastor Beat called it, the Google machine. And I looked at a lot of, and actually he left some of those books in his office, and I looked at a lot of the ELCA teachings on this. And so I have kind of a conglomeration, so if some of it doesn't connect, you'll know that's why. But I actually kind of liked this theory a lot. In Mark 10, the passage is a passage where Jesus addresses two significant topics, divorce and welcoming children. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, as part of the Lutheran tradition, emphasizes grace, love, and the calling to live faithfully in relationship with others and God. In this passage, the Pharisees approach Jesus with a question. Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? It's clear they're testing him. In ancient times, marriage was a contractual relationship that, in many cases, gave men power over women. Hard for me. The Pharisees wanted to trap Jesus in a legal debate based on Mosaic law. But Jesus doesn't just answer their question. He shifts the focus from law to relationships. God's intent for human relationships. Now let's break this whole passage into two sections. Jesus says on divorce, he reminds the Pharisees that Moses allowed divorce due to the hardness of human hearts. But from the beginning, God's intention was different. In verse 6, he says, "From the beginning of creation, God made them male and female." Jesus points them back to creation, to the unity and mutuality that God intended for marriage. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Jesus is calling his listeners and us to a deeper understanding of marriage, not as a contract to be discarded when convenient, but as a covenant. A covenant is rooted in love, fidelity, and mutual care. It is a partnership that reflects God's commitment to us. The Lutheran tradition views marriage as a vocation, a holy calling in which two people live out their faith and love in a shared life together. Divorce, though it's sometimes necessary, is a sign of brokenness in human relations. Jesus isn't just speaking to individual marriages here. He's speaking to the human tendency to break relationships when they become difficult, not just marriage relationships. Divorce in this context becomes a metaphor for the way humans often fracture their relationships, whether in marriage, families, or communities. In the ELCA, we recognize that relationships fail, but we also believe in God's grace and forgiveness. We approach the pain of divorce not with judgment, but with compassion, offering healing and renewal. In the next part of that passage, people bring little children to Jesus, but the disciples rebuke them. In that culture, children were often considered insignificant, without status or power. But Jesus flips the script, saying, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." Here, Jesus is making a radical statement about the kingdom of God. The children who represent vulnerability, dependence, and humility are not only welcomed, but held up as models of discipleship. To enter the kingdom of God, one must receive it like a child, with trust, openness, and dependence on God's grace. In the ELCA, we baptize infants, believing that faith and grace are gifts from God. It's not something we earn or achieve, but something we receive. The children in this story remind us of our own need for God and how we are called to live with open hearts, trusting not in our own strength, but in God's mercy. Now, this is the application of this. How do we live out these teachings today? First, when it comes to marriage and relationships, we are called to fidelity, love, and care. But we also recognize that brokenness exists in the world. We see it all over in the world. Divorce, like all brokenness, is not beyond God's healing. The ELCA emphasizes that God's grace meets us in our broken places. We are called to offer support, understanding, and hope to those who suffer through broken relationships rather than judgment or condemnation. Second, we are called to welcome the vulnerable, not just the children, the people who are marginalized and those without status in our world. This might be children, but it also includes those whose society overlooks, the poor, the oppressed, and those that are really on the fringe of our world or our community. The church is a place where all are welcomed, not because of what they can offer, but because of who they are, because they are the beloved children of God. In Mark 10, 2 through 16, Jesus invites us into a deeper understanding of relationships, grounded in love, grace, and mutual respect. He calls us to care for our relationships with the same dedication that God shows us. At the same time, he challenges us to welcome the least among us, recognizing that the kingdom of God belongs to those who receive it with open, trusting hearts. May we, as the body of Christ, reflect God's love in our relationships, offering grace and healing in times of brokenness to all. And may we always welcome others, especially the vulnerable, and with the same love that Christ has shown us. In the prayer of the day, we prayed, "You have created us to live in loving community with one another." In Genesis, from that reading, it was not good that the man should be alone. Every teaching today was all about relationships. The relationship we have with one another, the relationships that get broken, and that we need to heal. Let's all of us show that the grace of God, that, and I'm relying on grace every second of my life. Let's show that to one another. Amen. And now I've lost my mind. The hymn of the day is number 603, "God, When Human Bonds Are Broken." Everything was picked around this. Let's sing that together.
Thank you.
please rise for the confession of faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, but ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We'll continue with the prayers of the church. We keep mindful of the total destruction caused by Hurricane Helene. Challenged by God's word in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and the whole creation. God of our ancestors, we give thanks for the church in all times. May we listen for the prophets of this age who bear messages that stir the church toward renewal and justice. God of grace, hear our prayer. Creator of every creature on earth, direct our lives towards the renewal and sustaining of cattle, birds of the air, animals of the field, and those who share our homes. Reveal the ways we can work alongside creation for the health and well-being of all. God of grace, hear our prayer. Sovereign God, we give thanks to you. We give thanks that you are mindful and benevolent to even us, mere mortals. Accompany us when hardness of heart gets in the way of justice and hearts for compassion. God of grace, hear our prayer. Restoring Lord, grant healing and wholeness to those who are sick and suffering. Work through medical professionals to diagnose, ease pain, and give life to all who seek their wisdom and experience. God of grace, hear our prayer. Unifying God, humans were created for relationship with the earth, its creatures, and one another. Forgive us when division threatens companionship, mutual support, and unity among us. May your love inspire us to build supportive communities of faith where all are cherished. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of resurrection, you prepare a place in the kingdom through Christ's death and resurrection. We give you thanks for the saints who have taken their places at our heavenly banquet. God of grace, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in the saving grace you freely give, both now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Please join in the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the 20th Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Ann Broomfield. Yay, Ann. And to Jim Halderson. Yay, Jim. Norma, tell him I said that. Happy birthday this week to Cody Kendall, Mark Chips, Jennifer Unroe, Piper Thompson, Harry Colton, Richard Kopp, Morgan Bauer, Eddie Harmison, Amber Domchowski, Dustin Webster, Anna White, Judy Kress, and John Kress. Wow, lots of birthdays this week. Happy anniversary this week to Thomas and Pat Lute. Okay, as I was looking ahead, because, you know, I am like that, I was looking at the bulletins from Christmas Eve's and from Sundays in December and noticing how much we are missing right now in our worship. So one of the things I can do, I can't sing, so choir is kind of out of my thing. But I'm going to start bell choir. We're going to start bell choir, and you don't need to be able to read music. I can teach you to count to four. I'm an old preschool teacher. And if you can count to four, if you can chicken wing to four, we can get through bell choir. So bell choir is going to be on Tuesday, starting the 15th of this month, from 5:30 to 7, or 6:30. Only an hour, because our muscles are weak, but we are going to ring those bells. Even if you can ring a tiny little bell at the right time, that will be perfect for me. Are there any other announcements? Remember, October 15th, we're starting. Were you waving back there? Oh, okay. The offering will be collected at this time. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We will sing the threefold Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. recessional hymn is number 881, Let All Things Now Living. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be.